Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Definition of a cozy Monday. It's 15 degrees going up to 18, and it's going to be rainy. And in case you're wondering if it's going to be rainy later, yes. And overnight, yes. And tomorrow morning, yes.
Excellent. And forever, yes.
Yes, it will rain forever until it gets cold and then it'll freeze. Yeah. It's beautiful. Happy fall. It's Monday, October 4th, and let's have some fun. 5K a day. You're only 2 hours away from the first winner of the week, which should be you. So I hope you entered on Friday. And then if you didn't enter, that's okay. Or if you don't win, that's okay, because we got another keyword for you right away at 8 o'clock, right after we announce the winner and speak to them. So let's check in with the crew, see how everybody's doing after the weekend. TJ, what's going on?
I have a confession to make to you guys. I have zero integrity.
I know what this is going to be.
Friday marked the beginning of Sober October. And Saturday, my Sober October came to a crashing halt.
No, stop it, TJ.
That's
stop
it. You tried. That's okay. That's
Thank
okay.
you, Jax.
Yes, right. That's hard.
But Jax did have the proper reaction. We had some good friends come down from Peterborough. And we mentioned, they walked in the dorm, we're like, hey, we're going to do Sober October. And they're like, no, you're not. And we're like, no, we're not.
Well,
and
then
they started pouring wine and
good
we started drinking.
Good for you for trying.
But you know what? It was a good 24 hours.
Yeah. So now I'm tacking on an extra day. Now it's no drink November also.
You're trying it again.
Yeah, okay. We're sticking with it.
Well, I'm sure that'll go great at Thanksgiving this weekend. Yeah. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, I think that we all know that nurses and frontline workers are absolutely incredible, but I had to give a shout out to McMaster Children's Hospital, because yesterday I went there. My best friend, Emma, gave birth. And you think that they'd be a little more sad than they are. They're even happier. Nurses and frontline workers are literally the angels
How's
on earth.
The baby?
It's so beautiful and so incredible. But seriously, everybody who works at a hospital is just even kinder after the pandemic. We're all worse. They're all kinder.
Hey,
if you're doing
shift work and stuff and overnights, hey, we love you so much. Yeah. Thanks so much for doing what you do. Leah, what's going on?
All right, so guys, I wore shorts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, you didn't.
Stop
yes,
it.
Yes, I did, and I'm going to continue to do so, because apparently October is just going to be mad warm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I know producer Leah was out doing fitness things, like playing tennis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't know you played tennis.
Oh, I do. Not
Are you
well,
good at tennis?
Okay, no.
That's good. Now, I don't know if you've seen this or not, Squid Game is basically the most watched show ever on Netflix, ever. And it's enormously successful, but now, of course, you can't be successful without being sued, can you?
No.
It's being sued for being too successful. 610 will explain what's going on. And Jax actually finished it, so we'll get a little mini review, too. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You can be sued for being too successful. In fact, a lot of people are. And in this case, Netflix is. With Squid Game. Now, before we get to that, Jax, you finished Squid Game without giving any of it away for anybody that hasn't watched it. This is the most watched show officially in Netflix history. What is it? What are you in for?
You are in for a nightmare in the best possible way. It's so good, guys. It's so good. I won't say much about it.
What's the premise?
Okay, so the premise is that, think of Hunger Games style. It's a game.
Yeah.
But instead of losing, you die.
No, okay.
But it's based around children's games. I will say also this, it's kind of like Game of Thrones where you lose everyone you love, but it's incredibly enthralling. There's a reason that I watched the entire season in 4 days. It's so good, guys.
What do you get if you win?
What's that? You get $4 billion, I do believe. I have to get the exact figure here. But that comes with a cost, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Sure does.
Okay, so here's the thing. Netflix is facing a lawsuit in South Korea. So it's from South Korea. Probably the most popular South Korean show of all time. And the thing about it is that I guess there is a broadband provider named SK. Mm. And they are obviously thrilled with how many people are watching this. So you have to have SK broadband to have Netflix. But they signed this deal not knowing that it would be this popular. So SK broadband is doing a lot more work than it should be to stream this show. It's currently delivering 24 times the amount of data. It was handling at the start of the relationship, and it credits the massive spike in popularity of Squid Game as well as a Korean drama named DP. And it says it's entitled to compensation thanks to the strain that Netflix has put on its infrastructure. And believe it or not, when it comes to broadband services like internet and stuff like that, you can strain it.
Yeah.
Okay, so just so I can equate this in my head, I get a job at the Metro Bakery when I was younger.
Yes.
And I get hired and they say, once a night you have to make one loaf of bread.
Yes.
I agree to those terms.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I have to make 25 loaves of bread.
Yes.
Because of a very popular South Korean show.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not exactly the same.
Now, they would say,
but, okay.
No, you have to make 25 because the loaf of bread takes off and it's super popular. Yeah. Now, what the bakery would tell you is, fine, we'll get someone else. But I suppose when there's billions of dollars on the line, it changes. So they're seeking, get ready for this, just because of this, $27.2
billion. Billion. Wow.
Yeah. So you can see why Netflix maybe doesn't want to pay that.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to do that for sure.
So that's 27.2 billion won. So that's
okay,
22.9 million.
Yeah.
But also I would say they still don't want to pay $30 million. Am I right?
You probably don't. Yeah.
Probably not.
It's so good though. It's so
worth
good.
It?
Oh, worth every second.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay. I got to ask about your parents. And the unsolicited advice they give you. Because I don't know what it is about parents, but they never stop being parents. Fair. Yeah. Right? But beyond that, when you have a kid, they revert back to being your parent and teaching you how to raise your kid. Now, sometimes it's good to have their advice when it's asked for. But I want to call all my parents out. So my dad and my stepmom, and I'm going to call my mom out as well, okay?
Okay,
so this
I'm
weekend. So Everly went up to her grandparents, so my dad and my stepmoms.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in Smith Falls, and they, have this, big acreage, right? They've got, a couple things. So it's like Wonderland for her. It's so great. She gets to run around in the trees and, hang out and, get her out of the city. It's amazing. So one of the things about my daughter that I know is she is like her father. In the sense that if she doesn't get a good sleep, she is extremely irritable.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely irritable. So, what do? I always put her to bed early, and I let her sleep in. I don't wake her up on non-daycare days because let her sleep.
Yeah.
They're kids. And she likes to take big, fat, three-hour naps in the middle of the day.
Atta girl.
Hell yeah.
Let her sleep.
Yeah.
So, the news that I found out when I got to my parents' place this week was, hey, we've had her for 3 days. And we've discovered. And that's when you're like, okay. Oh.
Buckle up. Here
already,
we go.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And
what?
Like, if we wake her up at the 2 hour mark, she's a lot less grumpy when she wakes up.
Oh.
And I was, and I looked at my girlfriend Natalie, like, this is going to be interesting. So I let him do it. And she wasn't bad. She's a really well behaved kid.
Mm-hmm.
But. She does, I could see it as the night was going on, 6 o'clock. It's not 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's when it gets to 6, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And everything is a fight.
Ugh.
Won't eat dinner.
Yeah.
Upset about everything. If you say no to her, you're in tears. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like normal stuff that she can normally handle. No.
No.
And then, and here's the other thing. My mom does this too. It's not just my dad's.
Yeah.
My mom does this too. So I'm like, I'll go over to my mom's for dinner. And I'll be like, Mom, Everly's bedtime's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And dinner will start at 6:30. And I'm like, this is an issue. And she's like, no. Because my mom has Everly a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? She takes her every other week. And I was like, she's like, you know what? I know your daughter. I'm like, okay, but.
No, party nana.
You don't
party
have
nana.
Her overnight ever.
Yeah.
And
so
my mom a couple weeks ago had her and we were over for dinner and it's 7:30 and she's starting to get angry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, it's time to put her to bed. And she's like, no, it's not. And
party.
I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
and you know, it's funny because they look at you like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not your kid. Mm-hmm. And then she, of course, Everly proceeds to absolutely melt down.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Because at this point, though, she's drawn a line in the sand.
Yes.
And she's going to die on the hill.
I know better. And it's like, you know what? So I wanted to ask you, if I am the only one, and this is just sleep advice. And listen, I love my parents. They're incredible, incredible grandparents. But they're not, my mom's down the hall, so she's not hearing this. Yeah. And I think it's too early for my dad and stepmom to be listening. So I had to talk to you about this now. What is the unsolicited advice your parents cannot help but give you? And it doesn't have to be about kids.
Yeah.
Just stuff that they're like, you know what? I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you the right way to do it. So hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. I just wanted to know if I was alone in this. You know what I'm saying? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Unsolicited parental advice. And listen, you know it comes from a good place. But honestly, sometimes you're like, Mom, Dad.
No.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't need this.
I don't need this. Jasmine, tell us about your parents.
Yeah, so 4 years ago, I got a dog. And around the same time, my dad and my stepmom got really into Caesar Milan. Every single episode. Keep in mind, they don't have any pets.
Oh, good.
And so every time I'd take my dog over to my dad's house just to visit or whatever, and I'd take him on a walk, he's just yelling at me and giving me all this advice about, oh, the dog's supposed to walk behind you and this, that. And I'm like, you go ahead and try then. It's like a 70-pound dog. Like,
their own Caesar.
He's fine. He doesn't pull me or anything.
Was your dad doing the thing that Caesar does? If you respect me.
Yeah.
Does your dad also have a lawsuit against Queen Latifah right now? Or is that just Caesar Milan?
Hey, well, listen, I'm sure the dog is really well behaved, and I'm sure it's all due to your father's advice.
Great dog. Nothing to do with my dad.
Of course. Now, we got some text messages too, TJ.
Yeah, Luna in the 416 says, my mom opens my cupboards every time and lectures me on the brands of food I buy.
Oh.
She's convinced I'm going to go broke and lose my home because I buy name brand ketchup. I'm 29.
Heinz is okay here, Mom.
There are
I'm doing
people.
All right.
It's so funny. Like, I actually noticed this with my girlfriend. There are some people that are like, I will not buy. Like they'll buy really expensive skincare. Mm-hmm. Like, my girlfriend has really expensive skincare routine. But damn it if she's going to buy name brand honey. Not going to happen.
That's really
it's a full dollar more and I will not pay.
Or when they're at the meat section and these two chicken breasts are $9.83 but this the chicken breast is $9.75. I'm getting those ones.
I got one over on the man.
Better deal. My mom and dad give me advice on my kids and I can't stand it. We occasionally give our son the iPad to chill out and of course them being of an older generation, they are not fans of him seeing the screen. Mom, just let them watch Blippi and calm down.
Yeah.
It is true. Like, my mom always goes in on my brother about how much screen time his kids have.
So,
always.
Yeah, my parents are actually pretty good about it. And I think it's because they were tough on me about screen time when I was a kid. And then I ended up doing screen time stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so maybe that wasn't all
you're,
bad.
You're all right.
My brother once told me that being a parent is just handing your kids things that won't kill them but will make them stop making sense.
Yeah.
He's bang on.
Yeah. Bang on. Last one here from the 905. My mom is so judgy when I'm hungover and continuously gives me advice on how to fix it. She's always like, Grace, eat lots of grease, get a blue slushy, and an overripe banana.
It works, though.
Well, at least your mom's giving you a hangover.
Yeah.
That's sad. You know what? That's not bad.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
New season of The Voice kicks off tonight on CTV. It's airing on Monday nights now, starting at 8 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic season.
Hell yeah.
Ariana Grande is going to be on it, which is going to be amazing. There's been clips floating around online of her interacting with people, and she's just the best.
This will be fun. It'll warm her up. There's some things. Sometimes Ariana Grande comes across super warm, and then there was the donut thing, which I hate Americans.
Yeah.
And then she licked the donut and gave it back.
I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She does seem like sneaky funny.
Oh,
Very, like, dry.
Cutting sense of humor.
Yeah.
Should be fun. To see that. Kanye West is apparently launching Donda Tech products.
Good.
So he's,
cool.
Some potential products that West will include in the line are tablet computers, audio speakers, surround sound systems, smartwatches, smart glasses, wearable activity trackers.
Bluetooth leather t-shirt.
Protective flip cover for tablets, earbuds, headphones, wireless headsets for both computers and mobile devices. If things go as planned, Kanye said he may also look at to add wireless receivers that come on jewelry and smart rings.
Sick, I can't wait.
You know what? He's keeping busy.
Yeah,
he's keeping busy. Yeah. That's
sometimes
good.
People need a task.
Absolutely.
And we did say Donda again, so there you go. 7 in 10 people love their job, and their coworkers are the top reason. Here are the 5 reasons that people love their jobs. Starting with 5, they got a great boss. 4, the industry they work in, they really enjoy it.
Good.
3, a good work-life balance. 2, roles and responsibilities. And of course, 1, interacting with coworkers and clients. I gotta say.
What a study.
Ooh, yeah, let's even come study funds. Here,
why do people like work? Because of all the things that happen at work. It's crazy.
All the possible reasons that they could.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever looked at a celebrity and thought, you know, I wonder what they smell like? Don't worry. You're not alone. I do it. You do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're very Momoa. Excited to answer that.
Well, yeah. Jason Momoa, because I've had this theory for a long time that Jason Momoa either smells like hot garbage or like a hot man.
I think he smells like a hot man.
Yeah, I think
has
so
to.
Fresh.
Apparently, Rihanna is the best smelling celebrity
people
in the entire
say that.
World.
Yeah.
There's a TikTok of just all clips of celebrities saying how good she smells. Apparently,
really?
It's incredible. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that there's a couple huge books in celebrity culture coming out this fall. Emily Ratajkowski is having hers come out, and Katie Couric of the Today Show. Now, Katie Couric
got secrets.
Was part of the Today Show when the Today Show was like the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
And like worked with Matt Lauer. So you're going to hear the stories about Matt Lauer. But she she goes in on everybody else and like goes in on herself.
Yeah.
Okay. She talks about one celebrity and how they smell. And a lot of people are like, nobody can understand why Katie's doing this. And she's just trashing a bunch of people.
It's kind of awesome.
But one of the, it is kind of awesome.
She went rogue.
At least you know it's real.
Yeah.
Right? And she's made enough money. She didn't care. So the most interesting excerpt I've found so far is that she sat next to Prince Harry in like 2012, 2013 at an event. She said he smelled like cigarettes and booze.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which honestly, if I was a prince, that's how I would smoke too.
Yeah.
He lived hard for a while.
No one remembers this.
No.
But do you guys remember when he partied in Vegas?
And
he was naked with the pool cue?
I loved it. He was expressing himself. Yeah. I loved it.
And now he's a family man, and we've all forgotten that.
Yeah.
Allegedly high on cocaine, just getting wild. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was funny.
It is surprising that story never snowballed into more. And the fact that, if that's what got out, imagine what didn't get out. That White House must have, or White House, the royal family like staff must have been just chasing him around, like killing stories left, right, and center.
They should do that for him.
An entire season of The Crown on just Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
Pre-Meghan.
They keep telling us the next couple seasons are going to be the last. I cannot see it.
I don't see it.
I've been saying it from the beginning. Are you telling me you're gonna avoid the Meghan Markle, Prince Harry situation? You're not going to put that on Netflix? Get out of here with that.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Thanksgiving is fun because oftentimes it's the first time you've seen your family in a little while. And especially with the pandemic, right? Like it's, what is it? Dr. Phil calls it the people that you're supposed to love but barely know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's true, right? And you get like 30 or 40 people together in normal times. And you have dinner. Now, we're allowed to have Thanksgiving this year.
Yes.
It's not even a question. How great is that? Last year, it's like, well, we're not sure. Remember that?
Yeah.
And here's the thing,
so
though.
Bad.
It opens itself up to some awkwardness. And Jax, you have a friend that has... TJ and I heard this story earlier this morning, and I will tell you right now before you hear this, it's one of the most unbelievable stories any of us has ever heard, and it will make you happy that you have the parents you have.
So as you know, last year we couldn't really have Thanksgiving. So 2 years ago, my friend Allie, she brought her boyfriend at the time, so her ex-boyfriend, home to meet her parents for Thanksgiving. And it's hard enough to bring a partner home because it's uncomfortable, right?
And you're worried if your parents
like
them.
Exactly. You're worried, you know, am I doing the right thing? Is this the right person? Are they going to judge? Is he going to be good? But none of that mattered because he didn't need to be good. Her mother did. She got so drunk on white wine that she started hitting on him.
Like actually,
and like her parents are still together. Like her dad was there and was like, oh God. Yeah.
She's about to risk it.
But she was like, she's getting kind of like close.
A little bit of handsy.
She's like, oh God, you're so handsome. Allie, isn't he cute? He's cute. Oh, I'm so glad she brought you home. Like, it was, like, really uncomfortable. It was really, really uncomfortable. Like, rubbed his cheeks.
Just to paint the picture a little bit better, too, what's her mom's name? Like, her first name?
Janet. Janet.
Exhibiting some real Janet behavior.
I hope Janet's not listening, but yeah, Janet. And she was getting, she's getting a little handsy on his cheeks.
I always wonder, like, first off, it's good that she liked him. She obviously approves.
Yeah. Right.
But number two, in all honesty, like...
What's the follow-up from that? Is that something where you wake up the next morning and feel like, Mom, that was really
I don't
cool.
think so.
Or do you just never mention it again?
Well, that's the thing, and that's why she's worried about it, because she's bringing a new boyfriend home this year. Mm-hmm. And they, she was saying that they've never really talked about it.
Oh.
That she's never, like, Janet's never really brought it up, and she's never really brought it up. It's just kind of this unspoken, but she's terrified that wine mommy's going to have too much wine yeah. again and hit on her new boyfriend.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you're going to meet somebody's family this weekend, this could
yeah.
be you.
Yeah.
This could be you. And I'm just wondering.
Horror stories.
You ever brought somebody home on Thanksgiving for the first time and had an experience? It's that experience that we want to hear from.
Mm. I don't think I ever have on Thanksgiving.
I made a scene at Thanksgiving. First time I met Val's family.
Why?
Yeah, because that was the first like real big family dinner I had with them.
What did you do?
And they're a big board game family. And as you guys know, I can be a little bit competitive at times.
Mean.
Ooh. And we play the game called Wizard. And if you guys never played Wizard, it's somewhat difficult to pick up. And I lost Wizard pretty aggressively. Oh. And I was not happy about it for about 10 minutes.
Bet you took that well. Yeah.
For 5 minutes, I was really quiet. And Val like knew what was going on. She's like, you need to get this together. You need to figure this out.
Normally I'd have some empathy, but not right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
999-999 text 416-872-9999. You brought him to Thanksgiving dinner and it went wrong. What happened?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's a long weekend coming up, but it's one you have to set with your family. Thanksgiving is a must-do family long weekend.
Unless you are in a different province and you don't want to go back. That's my trick, my friends.
There you go. Yeah. Now, the thing with Thanksgiving is, again, it brings you together with the family that you haven't seen in a long, long time. And some crazy stuff happens, like Jax, who brought Jax's friend, excuse me, who brought her new boyfriend to Thanksgiving, and her mom got drunk and hit on him,
like aggressively hit on
him. A lot. It was a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Our question to you is: tell us about your Thanksgiving when your family got a little crazy.
I got three theory for you, Adam, from the 647 from Lisa. Met my girlfriend's parents. But I didn't tell anyone I was lactose intolerant. We had ice cream for dessert, and I didn't want to be rude, so I ate some. And when I say it was just a race against time, ..
That makes me feel sick. Like, that makes me, I feel for you, girl.
I know, and the thing is, okay, so here's what should have happened. Your girlfriend, Lisa, should have stepped up. That's your girlfriend's job. She is repping you.
That is true.
It shouldn't be awkward for you. She's got to protect you in that situation. She failed you.
Absolutely. Luca in the 905. I sprained my ankle playing yard games with my girlfriend's family the first time I met them over the holidays. I didn't want to make a scene, so I just swallowed it, and my ankle was purple the next day.
Oh, God.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Last one here from the 416. Ooh. I had just started dating this guy for a couple weeks, and we hit it off. I'm telling you, he was absolutely perfect.
Oh, sorry. Let's keep attending.
Time for traffic. He was absolutely perfect. So, because we were getting along so well, I decided to invite him over to my parents' place for Thanksgiving. He showed up, but he had a guitar in hand.
No.
He proceeded to serenade us with it for about 30 minutes.
No.
We didn't speak much after that night.
Nobody needs to bring their guitar to dinner, okay?
Do it. Put me on there.
No!
You know what I like about that? I like that confidence.
To just show up with a guitar?
Well, think about what where you got to be in life to be like, you know what? They definitely want to hear me sing.
Only some random guy would have the audacity to do that. You know what I mean? Only some dude.
I'm going
to
play Jack Johnson. Everyone's going to love it.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Match.com has released a bunch of pandemic dating stats, and apparently having sex with your roommate is way more common now.
Okay.
All right.
In fact, they say it has surged during the pandemic, especially for younger people. The past year, 27% of Gen Zers and 33% of millennials who are single have gotten it on with their non-romantic roommate for the first time. Hmm. Also, sexting has taken a big hit during the pandemic, which actually is a huge surprise.
Really?
Yeah, at least photos have. I said a third of people say they have sent fewer nudes than they were sending before.
Huh.
Also, they found out that vaccination status is the number one dating deal breaker right now.
Absolutely.
58% of singles say whether you've been vaccinated or not is very important. And politics is number two at 53%.
Serious question.
Yeah.
If you were brought home
by somebody new you're dating.
Yeah.
And, you know, you like, this happens several times. You meet the roommate or whatever, and then you find out later that they hooked up a few times. Does it bother you just a little?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, because I'm a, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Does. Yeah.
No, All right. Jax?
Nah, like, it depends on the circumstances. Probably not.
I like to think I'm evolved enough. Yeah. It's not going to, like, affect my, like, the relationship or anything. Yeah. But I definitely think it'd be like, there's a pang there, right? I don't know. It's completely irrational.
It depends on how long ago it was. If it was recent, I'd probably be like, okay, if it's long ago, I'm like, I'm fine.
I don't think so. See, because I'm like,
no, TJ's
I'm like,
Val,
I can't believe you've dated guys before me.
That's not
how
healthy.
How did you not know that we would end up together?
That's not healthy, TJ. That's not healthy.
Oh, okay, therapist. I thought we only talked once a week now. There's an Ontario talent search going on looking for people with a hidden skill. Drayton Entertainment is a not-for-profit theater company, and they're looking for non-professional people of all ages to compete for their golden ticket package by showcasing their unique talents. And they say, the weirder, the better. The contest would be accepting anything from singing to magic to comedy to weird tricks and more.
Oh.
Jax, congratulations. You just now earned a spot on Weird Skill Bingo. What's your skill?
I'd love to be on a game show. I'm not sure, but I would prepare one. I'd get ready.
Yeah. Adam, well, can you think of anything on top of your head?
Not really. No. I know that's really lame and not cool, but I can't think of anything.
Dancing. That's my skill.
Okay, dancing is a good skill, and you're really, really good at that. Like, this is the only thing I've ever been okay at. And then if you're listening to me right now, you'd be like, you're not even good at this. I'd be like, I know.
I can play my face like a musical instrument.
No,
like,
you
I
can't.
I can slap my cheeks like.
No. Oh, what? Hang on, what?
So we've learned something new about TJ.
TJ, I've known you for a long time, and I've never. That's There's really. You? I'm really impressed.
International man of mystery.
What?
What's October's weather going to look like? Well, that depends. If you agree with science, like the Weather Network, this month is largely going to be dominated, they say, by warmer than normal temperatures. We saw daytime highs feeling like 30 degrees this past weekend. They're saying it's going to be around 20 degrees this week. Now, if you're a believer in the Farmer's Almanac and nonsense, Southern Ontario could see cold flurries as early as mid-October.
Cool.
So the answer is no one's really sure, but I'm going to trust the scientists on this one. Jax?
I hope it only snows on your house.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so Squid Game. This show is taking over. And I know it takes a little bit of getting used to because it's dubbed over.
Yeah.
It's a South Korean show. But it is the most watched Netflix show ever. Ever. Think of all the great Netflix shows you've watched. No one has ever had a show bigger than this one.
And nor should they.
So, okay. So, Jax, give us, like, the parameters without spoiler. Like, what is the premise here?
It is a game in which you are brought into on a remote island. And it's a very, like, hush-hush game. And the prize is $30 million. But to win the prize, you're against, like, 436 other people. To win the prize, you have to play children's games and kill each other.
Oh. And so if you lose, you die.
If you lose, you die. Yeah.
And so this game is so big that it's already the number one Halloween costume this year.
Oh, it's
the because they all have Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah.
And they have like a number of them. So you go on Amazon and you can get them on Prime right now, actually. And the other thing is, because this is so popular, Netflix is being sued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, wasn't intellectual property theft. You don't have to worry about that. But there is a South Korean broadband provider. So it's like Rogers or Bell here, right?
Okay.
And they made an agreement with Netflix that they would provide broadband for Netflix. So, so people in South Korea could watch. Here's the problem. It is so popular that they are operating at 24 times the amount of data they expected.
I bet they are.
Reasonably to operate at in the contract. So they said, hey, Netflix, I think you got to pay us a little more money here because you're taxing our system. And Netflix is like, no, we have a deal. So they're taking Netflix to court and they're seeking $22.9 million American dollars, which is around 60% of the total pot handed out.
Close to the winning number of Squid Game.
I was going to say.
It's kind of poetic.
It's funny, eh? Huh? Now, I wondered, first off, I think this is great. As much as Netflix probably doesn't love a lawsuit, it's pretty great publicity for them and Squid Game.
Yeah, because the show is so popular that an internet provider is suing them.
Is taxed by it.
Yeah. You guys have got, like, just for the pure cultural phenomenon that it is, you guys have got to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. Not even for a second.
No?
I think it's too dark for TJ.
Yeah, no, it just makes me sad. I'd rather watch How I Met Your Mother again.
There are nights where I'm like, give me something dark and a little, like, a little, I want to see the dark side of life. And then there's other nights where I'm like, my girlfriend Natalie's got Real Housewives on. I'm like, this is good.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
good
dark
this.
Enough.
I'll put it this way.
You know what? Straight up, that's dark too.
It's not like Handmaid's Tale kind of dark. Like, it's not like dark without a glimpse of light at all the entire episode or season. It is like there is some entertaining factors of it. It's like an action. It's a horror action is what it is.
I hate those shows that they get you so roped in to like these characters. Game of Thrones was like this too. That's why I never watched Game of Thrones, where you fall in love with these characters and then they just kill them all off.
Well, this, yeah, this, everyone dies that you love. In this
show. Yeah, like, what's the point?
Well, the point is to feel.
No, no.
No, I need the audience.
See, that's the problem with society. I feel enough.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
But you're like, you go to this place, I'm like, you know, I hate it here every time I come here. But damn, do they do a good job.
But I'm back.
Now, we're bringing on producer Leah, who, if you haven't met her, brand new to the show as of like a month ago. We love her.
Come on.
Now, Leah, you got a couple places like this, and you went to one of them this weekend.
I did. So there's this place in Kensington Market. Obviously not going to out them out, but the food is good. The price is amazing.
Okay.
The service is very much rude.
Yeah?
Really?
Very much rude.
How so?
Okay, so going in, you just have to know going in, the items listed on the menu might not be there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So the better question to ask when you go in is, what is available? Okay?
So start with that.
You start with that.
Because if you ask them for something and it wasn't on the menu, what's the reaction going to be?
Well, they roll their eyes, kiss their teeth. Kissing their teeth in Jamaican is...
Really?
It's bad, yeah.
Really?
And the rest of the time there won't be pleasant.
Oh, Leah.
Yeah. No. That's why I'm learning and I'm teaching you guys
what to not do,
right?
What else?
Secondly, you can ask for extras.
No extras.
Okay?
No extras.
Don't make that mistake.
Okay.
Because you might get things taken away from your order.
Really?
You ask for extras.
Do they punish you for asking?
Yeah. Don't you dare do that.
So if you ask for like an extra whatever, we don't want to say the food because again, it could get them in trouble.
Right.
They'll subtract from your current
order. They'll take it away from you.
This is literally the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Basically.
Wow.
And thirdly, make sure that the order is loud and clear.
Okay.
Because you won't get a second time to ask.
No, one and done.
One and done. You better ask. And loudly.
God.
Okay, but the food is so delicious, and the price is so cheap that you're like this.
It's worth it.
As soon as you're tasting the food, you're like this. I'll be back.
Yeah. They got to figure it out because that's the way to do it. Is you make things so reasonably priced, and the food's so good that you could just be as rude as you want. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Go. No rules.
Yeah, you know, I take my dogs to a groomer. And I've actually recently switched. The new groomer's great, but this old groomer was in my old neighborhood. And when I talk about chaos, absolute chaos, you walk into this store, and they're nice people, super nice. You walk in this store, and it's just, you can't, if you move slightly to the left or right, your butt is going to knock down half the stock in the store.
Yeah.
Because they're just, they got so
much,
much in there.
It's too much.
And it takes 20 minutes to do anything. If you want to walk in there for a bag of food, then it's going to be 20 minutes. Is there anybody in the store? No, there's nobody in the store.
Wow.
But you're going to sit there 20 minutes. And so I would just be like, I would budget time. I'd like make a space in my calendar. It's going to cost me 20 minutes to drop the dogs for the grooming and 20
but
minutes to pick them up.
Going back.
Because they're so flipping good.
There's
so good.
There's a convenience store where I used to live in the West End, and there was two convenience stores across the road, and I would always go to the same one because they had the best plants. And it was just mild. Verbal abuse. She's so mean. It's almost like I was inconveniencing her because I was there.
Dare you come into my place of business?
Yeah. And I say that there was two convenience stores because I could literally just go across the street to the other one, but instead I would just go back for more because I like the plants.
We got a text message here.
Yeah, from the 905. OMG, I can relate 100%. My boyfriend's grade school best friend's mom. owns a bakery in Halton, and oh my god, you walk in and you walk out and hope that you don't get your butt yelled at.
Man.
What is this?
The text said something else.
It did, yeah.
So here's the question, all right? What's that place for you? There, and I know Leah's got another one, so we can get to that one next. But the question is, okay, listen. The service is a bit ornery. It's a bit aggressive. You don't feel comfortable.
Yeah. You don't feel comfortable.
Yeah. No. You almost feel like you're under attack.
Yeah.
But gosh, it's they're good at it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, listen. So you know that the service isn't great. Maybe even rude. Maybe even they intimidate you. But you keep going back because it's really, really good. But the thing is that they do.
Can really, really good also mean convenient?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And cheap, too.
All right. So, when I lived downtown, there was a place I used to go. It was a car wash. And I would go there to get a car wash. And they would do really bad jobs. They would never wash in my cup holder.
Yeah.
And instead of like taking the floor mats out, they would just take the hose with there was no nozzle on it. They would just put their thumb on it and like spray the hose within my vehicle.
Nah, good.
And then they would charge me a lot of money.
And they were mean to you.
And they were really
rude. They were mean to you.
But it was right around the corner and there was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah. You're like, do I wash my own car downtown or? Yeah. I get it.
I tested to see if they were just being too mean to TJ and went myself, and no, they're just mean. Mm. Yeah, they're just mean. But it's a great price. They're really good.
Unbelievable.
What are the texts saying?
From the 905, the feed store down the road from me. They're legit 3 minutes down the road, so it's so easy to get feed for the horses, but the staff is miserable at the desk. But those warehouse guys, .. Yum.
I love a good warehouse
I also like that we're in hearing range of horses.
Yes.
Yeah.
You forget sometimes in downtown. Like, the signal's big. It's not that far.
Horses sleep laying down. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I always thought they slept standing up. Anyway, Kara texted us in the 416. There's a garden center in our neighborhood, and they are all known as grumpy old women, and they're so mean. But not many garden centers in their area, so we all just take it. I now go from expecting it to seeing what story will come from it.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that.
They get saucy. Fun.
You know what? That's the thing, is that you always walk out of that with some sort of story.
Yeah.
But don't you dare talk back to the rude people.
Oh, no.
It's dangerous.
How dare you? Tamara in the 905. We live in a hamlet, so not really much, but there is a gas station that is also a pizza store and our LCBO.
Incredible.
Oh, I love Ontario. The owner is kind of a jerk, a little bit rude, and thinks everyone is stealing or ripping him off.
Oh.
But the convenience is perfect. If it wasn't for... and some of the ladies that work there are super sweet. If it wasn't for the ladies, I would drive 15 to 20 minutes to the town near us.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Crazy what happens when it's your only option.
And you always hope that you're not going to get the owner in that situation, right? You always hope that you're going to get the nice people that work for the owner, but you know the one day that everybody's off and the owner's mad that he's there, and you're like, okay, I'm just going to have to eat this.
But eventually you start preparing for it. Like, you see them through the window, and when you walk through the door, you start preparing for conflict.
Yeah.
And you start the argument in my head where you go, okay, well, he's going to say, how dare you want to buy goods for me? And I'll say, well, I'll have you know, sir, that I am here and it's my civil duty.
And I have a crisp $20 bill for you. It's, anyway.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Adele fans think a new album's on the way.
Yes.
Social media users have been noticing that signs and billboards with the number 30 have been popping up in different parts of the world, and they believe it's a nod to the new Adele album. Her last album was, of course, 25, and it's on her 31st birthday. She mentioned that her next album would be titled 30, so everyone's putting two and two together here.
There you go.
There has been rumors that Taylor Swift pushed her album a week earlier. It's supposed to come out in November just for Adele, because they thought that Adele was going to do it, but I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Only time will tell, as they say.
That is very true, Jax. Kanye West is launching Donda Tech products, some potential products that West could... put out are a line of tablet computers, audio speakers, surround sound systems, smartwatches, smart glasses, wearable activity trackers, protective flip cover for tablets, earbuds, headphones, and wireless headsets for both computers and mobile devices. So everything. Mm. He's trying to put out everything. Yeah. Toronto's mask bylaw is extended until 2022. City Council's approval of the extension will keep the bylaws in place until 12:01 on the first day after council meeting. Happening. It's the thing. It's the continuation of the measure that requires masks in all outdoor public settings, like businesses and common areas of condos and apartment buildings. I live in a condo, and you're starting to see a lot more people not wearing masks in the elevator, and I am super not cool about that.
You know what's crazy? Like, leading up to last summer, you could be, like, walking maskless through your condo. Like, I remember being in, like, an elevator at a condo, and you know, raging pandemic, and we're all of us were like maskless because we just didn't know, right? It's crazy how much things have changed.
Last July, I was in an Uber without a mask, and that was 4 months into the pandemic.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We talk about Toronto Henge.
I don't like the name Toronto Henge.
I don't like it either. But okay, so there's like tricks that influencers all have, and they kind of share this between them, where they know where to go on what date to get the best picture.
Oh, absolutely.
So this one is a little bit of insider information on where to find the best sunset in Toronto. I didn't know this. I've lived here most of my life. This month, October, is apparently the month of the best sunsets that you can get in Ontario.
Really?
Didn't know that. But apparently it has to do with the Earth's axis.
Yes.
So it's named Toronto Henge. It's a phenomenon that only occurs four times a year when the sun rises or sets in line with Toronto's major east and west streets downtown.
Yeah, so I used to live on Ossington and Bloor, and I remember that people actually stopped traffic a couple years ago to get the pic when it's perfectly aligned with the east and west.
People get out of their cars.
They get out of their cars. Like, they stop traffic. It's nuts.
You can just, you know, park your car and stand on the sun there on the sidewalk.
I have to inconvenience others around me.
Must. So the actual date of this is October 25th, but that's the exact alignment date where if you're standing on like Richmond or Adelaide or something like that, you'll be able to see it come down between the buildings, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But they say you can take unreal photos for about a week afterwards and nobody's going to know the difference. So,
okay, well,
so Toronto Henge, where it sets right in between the buildings.
Yeah.
Last week, leading into spooky season, October 31st.
TJ, you could leave your home and go and see this outside if you wanted to get some good
pics. What do you think, TJ?
What do you think?
Guy who loves leaving his house, never.
Counter offer.
All right.
I never leave my home for any reason other than this show.
No, don't, TJ, you know what? Not
why,
again.
Why leave his house when you can just check it out on Instagram?
Yeah, exactly.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, lots of things have changed since the pandemic. One thing has not, and that's Ghosted, and we've got a brand new episode tomorrow.
So excited.
When we say yay, but then it's also like, this is kind of sad that someone's on this, you know?
You guys be sad. I'll be excited.
Okay.
I have spent 18 months being sad. I will now only be happy.
Yeah. Okay? Fair enough. The thing is, too, dating and relationships and sex, they've all changed over the pandemic.
Oh, for sure.
One of the interesting things, Match.com did this survey, and they said basically that 27% of Gen Zers, 33% of millennials have said they've at least had one liaison with their non-romantic roommate.
Oh,
especially
really?
Lockdown. Yeah, because of lockdown.
Have you guys ever hooked up with a roommate?
No, my only roommate was a dude. So no, I did not hook up with him.
Jax?
I'd love for it to get spicy in that way. I have.
Oh.
I have.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until
okay.
It's
so
not.
I was just gonna say. So I've heard it's fun because there's like a little bit of tension, and then it's not fun when things end.
Yeah.
TJ, your story was Calgary, right?
Yes, I just moved to Calgary. She was a little bit older than me, and then we hooked up, and then
that's pretty cool.
I was a little bit younger, so I didn't want to put a label on it, and because you know I was young and a turd. And then I ended up moving out. So it didn't work out for the best.
Okay. Housemate.
Jax, what about you?
I was a lot younger, and it was just a girl that I was living with just for a quick minute. And then we had a quick second. And then we didn't live.
Hard timeline to keep up with.
We didn't live together anymore. And guys, you guessed it, we're still friends.
No, of course.
It was worth it though.
Interestingly too, they said that vaccination status is now the number one dating deal breaker. Whatever side you're on. If you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, they say that literally if you're on the other side of that, the relationship basically has no chance.
I had a friend in town and she was on Tinder over the weekend and every single person has whether they're vaccinated.
Wow.
Like, yeah, every single person in their bio that I saw. It's
honestly
wild.
I have to imagine that because I wasn't, like, while the vaccines were available, I wasn't on Bumble. But I can imagine that would be the first question. If that's not on your profile, that would be the first question right
away. Because it determines right away if you're going to be able to do anything.
Yeah,
right? Oh, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, and you saw it on like Grindr, especially at first, because like it's more of a hookup app, right? So people are like, okay, I do have it, but don't worry.
Oh, that used to be like a badge. If you had that
before
everybody
that?
Else, people would be like, yep, I'm right into that.
Royalty.
Yeah, anyway, it's very, very fascinating.
Also, people randomly, and this is surprising to me, and I don't know if I believe this. I think this is maybe your guilty conscience. People are claiming, according to this survey, that they send less nudes than ever.
Oh, what? No, that's not true.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second.
Not from, not even.
No, it's just more.
Six nudes this morning.
It's more naked zooms now. Oh, that's what it is.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, Seinfeld's on Netflix. People are excited about this, but they're also really upset. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's supposed to, because, okay, remember how TVs used to be? They used to be square. Right.
Yeah, yes. They'd be a gigantic box in your right. living room, and they'd have to warm up before they would show
yes,
the picture, remember?
Yes, and you'd pull the thing, and be like, thunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, back in the day, TVs were square.
Yeah.
It was a 4-3 ratio is what they used to call it. Now, all our TVs look like mini movie screens, right? They're stretched.
Yep.
Also known as 16:9.
Still square, though.
So, I guess like the, I guess that they've tried to do this with, Seinfeld. They've tried to stretch it.
Oh,
because Seinfeld's
yeah.
on Netflix.
Now, yes, right? That's how I started the break. Believe it or not, I did say Seinfeld's on Netflix.
Active listening.
Active listening.
Did you guys know Seinfeld's on Netflix? Because I did. Just advising you.
But what it actually has done is it's skipped over some of the best jokes. So I guess, for instance, George complaining to Jerry about a pothole. But due to cropping, you can't actually see what pothole they're referring to. Now, this bothers someone like producer Leah.
Huge fan.
Who is the biggest Seinfeld fan in the world. So what's the solve here? Like, do they go back to the square and we just watch Seinfeld on a square on Netflix?
Watch it the way it's meant to be watched, originally. Why mess with it?
Terrible old TVs.
Yeah. Do it that way.
But I'm having trouble believing that with all of the technology that we have, we can't figure this out.
We
can get the pothole.
I mean,
in the
frame. Think that's fair.
We can get the pothole in the frame.
But especially when the episode is called The Pothole.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's very important to the episode to be able to see the pothole.
Do you get the sense that somebody not as passionate as Leah did all the uploads for this? Because you know it's like some intern, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, your job is to upload the entire series and just click upload and that's all you have to do.
9 seasons, a lot of apps.
Yeah, that's right.
Was the pothole episode at least funny?
Yeah. Oh, something you need.
Are you trying to be funny right now? Like, that's what I wanted.
I bet it was so awkward and crazy.
Yeah. In the best possible way, Jax. Don't start with me.
Not a Seinfeld fan. Also, TJ, if I wanted to watch Seinfeld, where would I find it?
You listening?
Did you guys know Seinfeld?
Hang on, wait, guys, I have something very important to say. Did you know Seinfeld's on Netflix?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Do you have a talent that makes your friends very uncomfortable? Well, good news. There is an Ontario talent search looking for people with a hidden skill. Drayton Entertainment, a not-for-profit theater company, is looking for non-professional people of all ages to compete for their golden ticket package by showcasing their unique talents, and they say the weirder, the better. The contest will be accepting anything from singing to magic to comedy to weird tricks and more. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Jax is a wonderful singer, and I thought this would be the perfect opportunity for her to sing a song.
Okay, I thought of mine. You ready?
Okay, go.
I can wiggle my ears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not well, but I can do it.
See? No, that's good.
Thank you.
Listen, it's really good.
Are you uncomfortable?
I mean,
I can make money. Thank you.
Keep making eye contact.
That's right. Is having small nipples a special talent?
I think it is. Genetically
gifted.
I'm just going to walk up with a bunch of items that are around the same size for comparison. So I'll be like, look, they're smaller than a dime and about the diameter of a cigarette.
That's right.
It's the diameter of circumference.
Especially with strangers.
Yeah,
they love that. Hey, what's October's weather going to look like? There's basically two different reports. If you believe in science, meteorologists are saying that this month could be dominated by warmer than normal temperatures. We already saw this past weekend feeling like 30 degrees. But they're saying this week, you know, settling into the 20s. Or, if you believe in the Farmer's Almanac, they're saying that we're going to see cold flurries as early as mid-October.
Farmer's Almanac is the QAnon of weather.
You guys always bring up...
We're making it up and everybody believes us.
You always bring up the almanac just to put it down.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Big defender. And we have a new season of The Voice tonight on
CTV!
Move to Monday night starting at 8 p.m. And this season, everyone's really pumped about because it has Ariana Grande. Perhaps you've heard of her as a judge, coach, judge, whatever you want to call it. There's also clips floating around online, and it looks really, really awesome. Her interacting with Blake Shelton is very funny.
Oh, he's funny. She's cute. I love this.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And that's what's trending. I am TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, Shannon Burns is up next. She's got a couple of things for you at 10 o'clock. First off, the most important thing for your bank account, $5,000 a day.
Woo!
Keyword, which will get you entered for tomorrow morning's draw. So that's number one. Number two, there is a massive concert announcement dropping at 10 a.m. And you are going to love it. All the nostalgia feels, she'll have it for
Woo!
You.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.